So begin by observing how you're resting on the floor this morning. Bring your awareness up to your shoulder blades and see if you can define each shoulder blade for yourself like we did last week. See if you can actually trace the outline, so to speak, of each shoulder blade. Notice when it becomes less clear for you to determine where the edge is, and then when it becomes clear again. And is it easier for you to trace one shoulder blade over the other? And now bring your awareness onto your ribs. And just notice where your attention goes when I ask you to bring your attention to your ribs. What part of your ribs does your mind travel to? Is it the front side of you, or the side part of your ribs, or do you actually stay along your back? And now see if you can imagine the ribs underneath your shoulder blades and how they wrap around underneath your armpits and come to the front. See if you can sense each time that you take a breath how the ribs actually expand underneath your armpits. And then as you exhale, they soften and come closer together. And now very gently begin to roll your head to the left and to the right. And now bring your head back to the center. And this time begin to tilt your head to the left and to the right. So that means that your nose and your face stays directed towards the ceiling. And you begin to tilt, let's say, your left ear down towards your left shoulder, and then your right ear down towards your right shoulder. But your nose always stays towards the ceiling. So really, it's the back of your head that slides along the mat. And as you're tilting your head to the left and to the right, do you just feel the movement happening in the cervical spine, just in your neck? Or do you feel any type of movement happening underneath the armpit area? And then pause and bring your head back to the center. And now begin to do a movement with your right hand of starting to turn the hand over. So just first of all, observe how your hand is resting. And then keeping it on the mat, begin to just turn the wrist over. So from the back of the hand touching the mat to the palm coming over and touching the mat. And see if you can turn the hand even further, I'm going to say inward, so that not only the palm touches the mat, but you even go further so that the back of your hand would start to rub against your thigh. So bring your arm closer down along your side. And as you turn back, that as you turn the arm over, let the back of your hand make contact with your thigh. And notice how you're breathing. Pause for a moment. Place your right palm down on the floor and begin to do a movement now of starting to lift the right wrist, but you keep the fingertips in contact with the floor. That's it. So find a way to lift the right wrist. That's it. And actually the fingers begin to lift, but just the tips of the fingers stay in contact with the floor. That's it. See how soft you can make the fingers? That's it. And notice as you lift your right wrist like that, what's happening with your right elbow? Now begin to combine that movement with the turning of the back of your hand coming towards your thigh. So you lift the wrist and that's it. And then at the same time, you turn the hand towards your thigh. The back, that's it. That's it. And pause and rest for a moment. Now roll up to sitting. And you can place your left hand on the floor with the palm making contact, and with your right hand, place the back of your hand on the floor. That's it. And begin to turn your hand now around, the right hand, so that the fingertips start to point towards you, behind you. Explore all the different directions that you can begin to turn your hand. And the elbow. So you begin to bring the right elbow towards you and away from you. So you keep the back of the hand on the floor, but you start to move from the elbow and the shoulder so that you start to spin around the back of your hand. So Nancy, that's it. So see, that's it. Your right elbow moves away from you and towards you. That's it. That's it. And just feel how much can you twist the arm, spin your hand to the left, to the right. Good. Okay, rest on your back. Now bring your right hand onto your chest. And begin to start turning the hand now again around itself. So place the back of the hand on your chest. Find a way. That's it. There you go. And now how can you begin to direct the fingertips up towards your face and then down towards your feet? So the elbow is directed, that's it, somewhat towards the ceiling. That's it. So just feel, that's it. How you can twist the back of your right hand around and just paying attention to what's happening with your right elbow and with your right shoulder. And remember, as much as possible, the back of your right hand stays in contact with your chest. So somehow the right elbow, the right shoulder, the right wrist are all moving to facilitate the movement. Now twist your hands so that the fingertips are pointing down towards your feet. And your elbow is stretched towards the ceiling. And now begin to bring your elbow closer towards your head or your face. That's it. Just see what you need to do in the shoulder blade area, inside the shoulder joint. That's it, very gently. It's almost like if you were a bird. I think we use this kind of shape to imagine like a wing of a bird. So this triangular shape of your forearm and your elbow and your shoulder blade is like a wing, and you're flapping the elbow up towards your face. And let it go and rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting, preferably if you can Indian style, or if you need to have your legs long, that's okay. You can lean on your left hand as you did earlier and place the back of your right hand on your chest. That's it, or your stomach, somewhere there. And now begin to direct the fingertips down and then up and feel what you need to do with the right elbow and the right shoulder. That's it. So, okay, so Linda, you spin the wrist around. You just don't go up and down like this. But the fingertips turn up. That's it. So, and when the fingertips come up, the elbow is down. Fingers, that's it. That's it. That's it. Okay, lie on your back and rest again. I think everybody, almost everybody in here, uses their hands a lot. So this is a very useful lesson. So just be patient with it. But just think about the usage that you have right now with your hands and what you ask from yourself to use your hands. And how your hands are connected to the rest of yourself. Once again, bring the right hand, the back of the hand, onto your chest. And return to the movement of spinning the hand along your chest. That's it. So the fingertips are directed up and then down. And feel the movement that happens inside the shoulder joint and your elbow. So it's possible to just do a very small movement just in the wrist, but I want you to feel what needs to happen in the elbow and your chest and your shoulder blade. That's it. That's it. And now see if you can gradually start to direct the fingertips, once you have them turned up towards your face, start to slide the fingers over to your right armpit. That's it. So, see what you need to do to have the right fingertips eventually come underneath the armpit so that the back of your hand is actually in the armpit. So slide over there and then slide back. Find out what you need to do to that, to soften the hand, soften your wrist. And we'll say that when you have the fingertips in the back of the hand there, your fingers are actually looking towards the back of your back. as the direction of your fingers. And then you can start to turn them a little bit up towards underneath the armpit. That's it. Now, keep the back of your hand underneath your armpit. That's it. And very gently begin to lift and lower your elbow. But keep the wrist underneath there. And sense what's happening inside your right shoulder joint when you lift the elbow. Does the shoulder actually slide down and back instead of lifting away backwards from the floor? And let it rest. And just notice how your right arm is resting along the floor, how your left arm is resting. Now roll to your side and actually bring yourself up to standing. Stand with your feet a comfortable distance apart. And with your left arm hanging down along your side, begin to start sliding your left arm down along your left side. That's it. So feel what you need to do with the ribs on your left side so that you can lengthen your left arm down along your left side as if perhaps you could eventually touch the outside of the left knee. And as most of you are doing, you're allowing your head to also tilt to the left, which is great. So in a sense, see if it feels like you're shortening your left side. And maybe the right side feels like it's getting longer. The ribs are spreading out. That's it. Good. Now, pause for a moment to bring the right hand, the back of the hand, up underneath the armpit. So you're like a bird. And let your wing rest. Keep your elbow open, rest. That's it. Good. Now continue to bend to the left, sliding the left arm, that's it, down to the side. And what begins to happen with the right elbow? That's it. So let the right elbow lift as you bend. That's it.
She does it the whole time, and she doesn't matter how many times. No, not too down. Okay.
Now, take your left hand and wrap it around the top of your head, getting a hold of your right ear. And now continue to bend to the left. That's it. Now, continue to do that, and when you start to come up, begin to press with your right hand into the right ribs on the upswing. So, like you go over, and then when you come up, you press. You go over, and then it's like by pressing into the ribs on the right side, it brings you up the same. Press that. See, because they push out, and then right hand pushes down the ribs. So they expand, and then the hand push them back so that the left side expands.
You can rest in the knees or you can come back to me. It's good for you. This is a good lesson, as I said, for all of you. Okay, come back to it. Okay. Rest. I'm going to lie on the floor and rest for a minute. Between your volleyball and the harp playing and the computer and the pottery, I can give you one inch this book. But you're so used to this way. Now I think probably Linda is more used to ran that way.
Okay, so just rest for a moment. So continue to lie on your back and once again bring the right wrist underneath the arm hip, the back of the hands, right hand, and the elbow should be down, your weight. And now start to bend yourself on the floor to slide down towards the left, lengthening the left back of the arm. And just feeling what happens with the right elbow. So stick the right elbow down and slide along and tilt back up. It might be easier to move on the floor. Let the back of your head also slide and tilt to the left. That's now, once again, take the right, or excuse me, the left hand wrap around your head, holding onto the right ear. Keep your nose directed towards the ceiling, bend over to the left. Yeah. And what I really want you to look for in this movement is that the shoulder joint actually drops down inside the joint as the right elbow lifts up. So do the movement as small as you need to so that you have that experience. So as soon as the right elbow starts to lift, in fact, the side shoulder joint is dropping down. Back. Very may help for some of you is you can let your right hand come away from your body but keep the same shape. Okay, so the hand doesn't have to stay in contact with the body, but that's what I'm going to do. You see, it goes down inside. And that might help a few of you that are having down. Now, continue to do the movement a few more times. And when you start to, so bend yourself to the left. See, way over there. Okay, that's it. So to come back to the center, you use the back of your right hand to start pressing the right wrist over the back of the hand. So just do that again. And for most people, those ribs, right in
conflict can be very sort of sore because they haven't been more absorbed. Huh? Okay, rest on the back. And just feel how you lie your arms now down along your side. So once again, bring the back of your right hand underneath your right armpit. That's it. And now with your left hand, bring your left hand across yourself so that you can get a hold of your right elbow. That's it. And using the left hand, begin to start moving your right elbow, let's say up towards the ceiling, so across your chest, and lower back down. That's it. So how can you lift the right elbow all the way up towards the ceiling, back, and you can lunge your back, your chest, all the way back, the left arm that's lifting back. Great. And now see if you can begin to guide the right elbow, we're going to say up along the floor. So you take the right elbow back down to the floor, and you just slide it with the left hand up and down along the floor. So it's almost like you would be using your wing to mop the floor. That. That. And now can you begin to combine these two movements so that it's almost like you're making a circle with the right elbow, so you slide it up towards your head, and then you lift it away from the floor, come over towards your chest, lower it back down towards your stomach, and then come over to the floor. That's it. Sounds like you're breathing. And rest on your back. So once again, bring your right arm up into the same position with the right wrist underneath the armpit. And bring your left arm across yourself so that the left hand gets a hold of the right elbow. And reverse the direction of the circle so you bring the elbow first down along your side, across the stomach, and then up over your chest. And just notice for yourself which of the two directions is easier, and then change to that direction.
And let it go and rest on your back again. And as you're resting, take a moment to observe how you're breathing and bring your awareness and attention to the area underneath both of your armpits and just see if somehow the ribs now underneath the right armpit have a little bit more volume with your breath. Is there a different sense in the movement that's happening there? Once again, bring the back of the hand, right hand underneath the right armpit. Bend your right knee and bring your right foot to standing. And bring the left hand over to get a hold of the right elbow. And now continue to make a circle. I think it's easiest for most of you by going up towards your head first and across your chest. And at the same time, begin to utilize pushing your right foot into the floor, allowing your pelvis to roll to the left, and see, does that make it easier to do the movement at all? Or maybe it just changes the way you do the movement. What happens in the entire rib cage area now when you begin to involve your pelvis? And once again, rest. Now roll to your side and come up to standing. And bring the right hand underneath your armpit. Let the elbow relax. There you go. And now begin to think of making a circle in a standing position. So start to direct your right elbow, we'll say up. That's it. Back. That's it. And now begin to let your face and your eyes follow the movement of your right elbow. That's it. And start to let your chest and your torso respond. So you could do the movement just with the arm or begin to think of your whole self making a circle now. That's it. Around this right elbow. That's it. So really start to let yourself look up towards the ceiling and then down towards the floor. That's it. And so some of you are doing all the looking with your neck. So start to bend in your chest down, 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 down. There you go. You can open your eyes if you want to so you don't fall over. That's it. That's better, Linda. That's it, Linda. Down. There. So your back really, that's it. Okay. Pause for a moment. Just stand. Besides being dizzy. And just notice right now in standing how your right arm is hanging down your side compared to the left. Bring the right hand underneath the right armpit. Get a hold of the right elbow with the left hand. And now start to begin to make a circle now with the right elbow and using the left hand, and your whole self is bending. So when you drop down to the floor, your whole, that's it. It's as if you were going to pick something up on the floor. You're taking, that's it, Mara. You take your whole self down, your whole self up. And really let your head hang when you go down. Some of you are shy to do that. That's it. Great. Now reverse the direction. That's it. That's it. And really pay really a lot of attention to this. You see? It has a lot to do with what you do, right? That's it. Now you're seeing a relationship. Good. Okay. Rest on your back now. So now roll to your side and come up to sitting. Once again, bring your right wrist underneath your armpit. And now begin to think of bringing your right elbow, we'll say, forward out in front of you. And by doing so, you let your chest push backwards, soften your chest. So, or another way of thinking of it is that your back rounds, right? That's it. That's it. Your head looks down. That's it. Soften your chest when you bring the elbow forward. And then when you bring the elbow back, you open up your chest. Starting to feel like a bird yet? That's it. That's it. Really good. Okay. Now, with your left hand, get a hold of the right elbow. And in this position, start to make a circle, taking the elbow up, that's it, and then down and around. And this whole time, keep in mind that your whole back and spine, you're rounding, you're side bending, you're extending. It's not, that's it. Your whole self is moving, not just, that's it. So when you lift the elbow up, you're extending your spine. That's it. And when you lower the elbow down, you're rounding your back. Your head looks down towards your legs, your feet. Now change the direction of the circle. That's it. That might be easier direction. That's it. That's it. Good, good, good. Okay, and rest again on your back. Now just lying there on your back, begin to bring your right hand, the back of your hand, underneath your right armpit. And just feel what that's like now. And just begin to slide the right elbow a little bit up and down. Just flop your wing a little bit and see what that's like. And how close can you bring the elbow down to your side? Can you bring it all the way down now? That's it. And keep in mind, when I'm asking you to move the rest of the right arm like this, the back of your hand is like spinning underneath the armpit. So you can let the fingertips and the back of the hand twist some. You do not keep the wrist in the exact same position. That's it. So just flop that wing. That's it. Great. Now rest your right arm down by your side. And now for a moment, just begin to bring the left hand up towards the left armpit and see just what that feels like. Just see if there's a difference in the way that you bring the hand up. And okay, pause for a moment. And now with your right arm, begin to lift your right arm, let's say, up towards the ceiling, and then bring it all the way back towards the floor. Pardon me? The whole arm. Just lift the arm and lengthen it all the way up towards your head. Just feel the movement of your right arm. That's it. Just feel how, that's it, how it lifts and comes behind you, what the movement is like. And can you rest your wrist on the mat behind your head? That's it. That's it. Good. Now rest your right arm for a moment and do the same movement with your left arm. And just feel, is there a difference? And pause. Have your arms down by your side. And now turn both of your hands so that the back of your hands are touching, let's say, your lower ribs. Your elbow, that's it. That's it. So your elbows are out to the side. Same idea. That's it. And begin to start lifting your elbows now away from the floor. And feel what you need to do in your chest to lift the elbows and then lower them. So now you have like two wings. But it's the back of your hands, Linda, not the hand. That's it. Good. Now alternate lifting first the right elbow and then lower it and then lifting the left. Now, keeping your arms like this, begin just with the right arm to start sliding the right wrist up underneath the armpit and pulling the right elbow down along your side, and then bring the right elbow back out to the side and let the back of the hand slide a little bit down. That's it. So fold the wing underneath and then spread the wing. That's it. Now pause with your right arm so that the right elbow's out and begin to do the same movement now with the left hand and the left arm. You start to slide the left wrist up underneath the armpit as you pull the left elbow down. That's it. And now see if you can do them both at the same time. So you pull both elbows down and then spread both elbows out. That's it. And now keeping both elbows out, lift both elbows away from the floor and lower them back down. And now that's it. Now see, most of you can start to lift the elbows almost towards the chest and up towards the ceiling. How high can you lift the elbows now? That's it. And see if you can almost bring the elbows to touching. You're doing good. You've got the wrist touching. That's good. Okay, now do it quicker. Flap.
You guys look so cute.
My little birds today. That's it. See how fast can you do it? That's it. Okay, rest. What? No, it is hard, but it's so cute. It reminds me of my daughter. You know, she's doing all this flapping her arms while she's going to fly. So now just take a moment to observe how your arms are resting down along your sides. Sense how your upper back and mid back is making contact with the floor. Notice how your pelvis is resting on the floor and